Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Packers Daily here on Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. I know I did. A lot of fun hanging with my daughters, just chilling here in New York City. Hope wherever you were or are, you had a great time over the past 2 days. Lots of Packers news to catch up on. You know I'm kidding. But yes, the Packers entering into week two of free agency, for lack of a better term. The Packers have not made moves so far in the start of the new league year. Many Packer fans wringing their hands, talking about other teams passing up the Packers. Headlines in March do not mean anything. Yes, players come and go, teams change, they get better, they get worse, etc. The Packers are, at their core, a draft and develop squad. That is not to say that they have not made purchases. They just happen to be people already on their team. Whether it's David Bakhtiari, Kenny Clark, or Aaron Jones, keeping the band together has clearly been a priority for Brian Gutekunst. And for those of you who would say, and I've seen it on Twitter, I've seen it here in the comments, who would say, oh, they're leaning in too much, too hard into draft and develop. That is who they are. That is who they have always been. And this idea that because they have lost the last two NFC championship games and they haven't spent big money the first 4 or 5 days of free agency means they are doomed, doomed, I tell you, to follow a similar fate in 2021 is absolute ridiculousness. Folks, again, it is a long process. It is a 365-day process when it comes to constructing your roster. Making moves in the first 4 or 5 days, which typically is where everybody overspends, is just not something the Packers are going to do. Patience. Just have some patience. That's all I ask. I don't think that's too much to ask for. I don't think I'm asking for the world here. Just a little patience before you start decrying the inactivity from 1265 Lombardi. Draft and develop. And for those of you, I saw this a couple of times this morning already, saying that, oh, well, they're neither draft class to be superstars. No. Develop. You can't have draft and develop without the develop. It is not about this year's draft class. Whatever they get from them, great. We welcome it with open arms. What matters much, much more is development from previous draft classes. Guys like A.J. Dillon, who, oh, look, he's about to see an increased workload. Josiah DeGuara coming back from an injury. Jace Sternberger, former third-round pick, entering year three. Those are the guys that have got to improve. On the defensive side, whether it's Kadar Holman, Kabion Ento, whoever you have in the hopper at corner, they're going to have to improve to compete for a spot opposite Jaire Alexander, along with, most likely, a draft pick or two. They will be thrown into the mix. But it is about development. And no one on this God's green earth knows more about who's ready to step forward, who is developing, than the Green Bay Packers and the people inside 1265 Lombardi. So stop with this nonsense about other teams have clearly surpassed the Packers. That is fantasy football bullshit, is what that is. Good morning to everybody in the comments. Good to see you all. Hope you're doing well. I've already got a couple super chats, so I have to get to those. Hold, please. Make sure I get them all. Don't want to miss any super chats. That would be terrible. Joe, thanks for the super chat. Cut the chit-chat, Nags. When is trivia coming back? Joe, we have our first trivia meeting today, late in the afternoon, working out the wherefores and why falls. I don't know. I just made that up. But yes, it will most likely be back this week, maybe next week, but it is coming back soon. And this, at least initially, will only feature myself. Young Perry Goldstein will not be able to join me early part of the offseason. She is very busy with work and other matters pertaining to the Packers, but hopefully we'll get her on a guest spot down the road. Chris, thanks for the super chat. I'm one of few who love the Jordan Love pick. That being said, number 12 is a generational QB. Why not extend him and ride the hot hand, bird in the hand, right? Chris, because you never, ever know when things are going to fall apart or fall off. And I understand the desire from Packers fans and people on the outside to extend Aaron Rodgers. But look, they've got him under contract for 3 more years. It's not like his departure is imminent and they will be stuck holding the bag, so to speak. They have drafted a quarterback with the idea of developing him. And if he develops, then they will probably move on from Aaron Rodgers. But that's a lot of ifs. In the meantime, they have 3 years of control of Aaron Rodgers. No reason to extend him. And I understand the idea of extend him so you can create salary cap space to sign somebody. And it, look, if they saw somebody out there that they thought they absolutely 1,000,000,000% had to have and would change the entire dynamics of their football team, I have no doubt they would explore that possibility. But if they don't have to, they don't need to. There are other ways of creating cap space, whether that's extending Devontae Adams, cutting Dean Lowry, what have you. But, you know, this idea that the only way they're going to add or improve to their team is if they restructure or extend Aaron Rodgers is a bit misguided, I would say. But, hey, I get it, man. I understand the idea of Aaron Rodgers playing an MVP level, go, quote-unquote, all in. That is never how the Packers are going to operate, though. You know it. I know it. You got to come to terms with it, man. I don't know what else to tell you. And you want a team that's going to go crazy, roll the dice, go cheer for the Eagles, I guess. But, you know, in Green Bay, that is never, ever how Brian Gutekunst is going to operate. And I don't say that as someone who's, like, cheering it on. I just understand it. I understand how he and the organization has chosen to operate. This is it. And look, I get it might be frustrating in the moment. But when they're back to winning a bunch of games in September, October, November, and December, and probably January, you're going to be having a ball. And they're going to be in it. They're going to be in it to win it. That's all you can ask, man. And also, there's no guarantee you extend Rodgers, you go, quote-unquote, all in, and things don't implode around it. There's no guarantee. You may end up in the exact same spot. Say you go all in, right? And you still lose in the NFC Championship game. Now you've gone all in, your cap is fucked, and Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love are gone. Hypothetically. I'm just saying, man. There's no one way, but the Packers have their way, and they're not changing for you or me. Brian, thank you for the super chat. I woke up a Packer fan today. Today will be a good day. Trust the process. Go Pack, go. Brian. I mean, that's a way to attack life right there. I'm down with it. Cool. Tampa went all in with Brady. How did that work out? It worked out great, Lewis. They also weren't in the playoffs for 10 years. And once Brady leaves, are going to be completely fucked again. It's good, man. Go be a Tampa fan. I implore you. Please. I wholeheartedly give you free reign and a pass to go cheer for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That is how they operate. That is not how the Packers operate. Never was, never will be. Again, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I don't know, like decades of evidence to show you how your team, supposed Packers fan, operates. You don't like it? Cool. There are 31 other teams, including the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But that was also no given that they were going to, quote unquote, go all in and go win a Super Bowl. You know, I'm kind of befuddled that Packers fans look at other teams and wish that was their team. Like, you have one of the greatest franchises in the league, and it's not enough for you. I don't know. I just don't get it. Joe O, thanks for the super chat. Resign KK just so fans can burn Twitter to the ground. Hey, man, if Kevin King comes cheap, I don't see why not. I mean, I think that door is probably closed, but you never know. You never know. We'll see. We have seen the Packers operate for generations. This might very well be the Packers' version of all in. Brandy, that is a very astute point, because it most certainly is. The idea that they restructured as much as they did to keep this team together, push their chips in, so to speak, on this core group for one more run. There's no doubt keeping David Bakhtiari, keeping Kenny Clark, keeping Aaron Jones, you know, that's trying to keep the band together. Trying to get this team, this core group, keeping Za'Darius, keeping Preston. They want this group to win a Super Bowl. And this is the year to do it. And this is all in for the Packers. You are absolutely right. Do you think Newsom goes before we get the chance to draft him? To me, he looks too good to go that low. you never really know with the draft how things are going to fall. He could go way before the Packers are on the clock. He could be there, sitting there, ready to go at 29. I saw Draft Network had him going to the Packers with their latest mock that they put up over the weekend at some point. I'd suggest go look at that. I thought they had a really good kind of draft class put together for the Packers. But yeah, Greg Newsom, he could fall. He could be there. You never know. Every year people say, oh, this guy will never be there, and then he's there. And people say, this guy will be, you know, there's no way he gets drafted in the top 15 and he goes 12. You know, it's just, the draft is such a crapshoot, especially sitting on the outside. Eric, thanks for the super chat. Any bargain bin players you can see the Packers taking a look at? I'll tell you what my new crush is, my new free agency crush. I put this up on Twitter over the weekend. Lawrence Guy. I want Lawrence Guy in a Packers uniform in the worst way. And the longer he sits out there, the more of a possibility it is. Get Kenny Clark some help. Guy was originally a Green Bay Packer way back in the day. But he was plucked off the Packers practice squad. At the time, I believe it was by the Colts, and he's played for a couple teams, but he has been a pretty decent stalwart for the Patriots along their defensive line for a number of years. And now with the Patriots going hog wild in free agency, who knows if they'll be able to bring him back. He is still sitting out there. I would fucking love him along the Packers defensive front. Team him up with Kenny Clark. I'll be all in on that. Amar, thanks for the super chat. Hey, bro. Thanks for doing this. Oh, as always, I have my notifications turned on for Packers free agents, but realized I'm a fool. LOL. Trust the process. Never was much hope. Just a fool's hope. As Gandalf is fond of saying. Whoa. What do we got here? Chris White, thanks for the super chat. You said we have one of the greatest franchises in the league. We have the greatest franchise in the league. That's just facts. Go, Pack, go. No doubt about it. Most championships. Booyah. Can't change facts. Brody, thanks for the super chat. Any chance the King who had 5 picks in 19 returns? Yeah, absolutely. I think so. I mean, now, will that be in a Green Bay uniform? No idea. I tend to doubt it. But, yeah, he could brown back into shape, so to speak. You know, I don't think there's any question that his play fell off last year. I do wonder how much of it was about trying not to get hurt in his contract year. I mean, because there's some really ugly tape out there where he's turning down tackles, throwing his shoulder into people, etc., which, funnily enough, is a good way to get hurt. But, yeah, I mean, I think he was always going to be productive across from Jair because we know no one's going after Jair, you know. But, obviously, last year the interceptions fell off. But, yeah, I do think there's a possibility he could be a serviceable starter in the league. I just doubt that's going to be in Green Bay. But, hey. I've been wrong before. Walter, thanks for the super chat. We have premium talent. We need do your job players. That's really, well, that's perfectly stated. 100 billion percent. Yes. They need the lunch pail guys to carry those lunch pails. No doubt about it. Role players, as the Packers like to call them. No question. They need probably an influx of 2 or 3 of those guys. Now, whether that's through development within the squad, whether that's remaining free agency, or whether that's through the draft, they most certainly have to add a few players of that ilk. But for the most part, they have premium talent, as you say. There's no doubt. No question. Will Gutekunst speak to the media before the draft? Schmidt, yeah, definitely. 100%. He always holds a press conference where, you know, he says absolutely nothing. And we do the kabuki dance of trying to ask him questions to get him to reveal stuff, and he never does. But yes, that will, no doubt, that happens every year. That will be happening in the next couple weeks, I would think. That's the session where I famously asked him what beer he had in his beer fridge. And I got taken to task by people who said, I didn't ask serious enough questions. I asked softballs. It's like, he's not answering fucking anything anyway. God forbid we have a little fun with it. I know. Kill me. Do I think letting Lancaster walk is Gutekunst forcing himself to get better on the defensive line? Joe, that's exactly what I think that is. I've spoken about this before with Pete Doherty, both when I was at the Green Bay Press Gazette and now here at Cheesehead TV. 100%. Sometimes you have to force yourself. You know, it's Lancaster, you know what he is. He is a lunch pail guy, but they're not getting enough out of him. They weren't getting enough out of him. And he's a great story. Definitely played above his, you know, what you your expectation of him. But they have to get better up front. And I do not doubt for a moment that the plan is to, like you say, force yourself to get better there. 100% agree with that. LOL, love your optimism. What else is there? Why be fucking pissing and moaning about your fucking favorite football team on March 22nd? What good does that fucking do? Other than to put yourself in a bad mood. Packers are awesome, man. I live in New York. I live amongst Giants and Jets fans. Do you have any idea how fucking miserable their teams make them? How awful those teams are to watch? I was watching a Giants game last year. I wanted to shoot myself in the face. I texted a friend of mine who works for the Giants. I said, I can't believe you have to watch this every week. You are Packers fans. You have it so good. You have no idea. Enjoy it. Be optimistic. Does being a fucking pessimist help anything? No. It's simple to me. I mean, I don't know. I'm just sitting here. Still doing the live draft show. Dan, not only are we doing the live draft show, we are doing all 3 days of the live draft show. That's right. We're doing streams Thursday night, Friday night, and all day Saturday. God help me. But yes, we are. And look, please show up because God knows I need to talk to somebody who knows what they're talking about when it comes to the draft. You guys know way more than I do. There's no doubt about that. We'll also have Packers luminaries of various degrees stopping in throughout the proceedings, and we'll be having lots of Packers bloggers, writers, etc. But yes, all 3 days of the draft can be a lot of fun. Any Packer reunions you'd be good with? Casey Hayward, Jared Cook. Well, Jared signed, I believe, if I remember. I think he signed over the weekend a one-year deal with someone, the Raiders, maybe. But Casey Hayward, I'd be all in on. I would be all in on Casey Hayward. I'd love that reunion. And look, the Packers have a history of bringing guys back, both under Thompson and Gutekunst. So, yeah, I'm with it, man. I think you could do a lot worse than Casey Hayward opposite Jair. And look, I know he fell off last year. I know he did not have a great season to finish out his Chargers tenure. However, he reminds me a lot, as far as positioning career-wise, and if you did bring him into Green Bay, of the Rick Wagner signing last year. Remember, Wagner did not have a good 2019. Packers signed him. Packers fans freaked out. You know, oh, he had a terrible year last year, or he was really bad in pass pro or whatever. And he played really well for the Packers last year, way better than I think anybody expected him to. Now, obviously, yes, he was overmatched in the NFC Championship game. There's no doubt about that. But again, if David Bakhtiari doesn't suffer a freak injury, he's not even playing in that game. So, as far as a decent role player, as we're talking about earlier, bring Casey Hayward in. He had a much better year the year before, much like Rick Wagner did. You know, bring him in, give him a reset, new system, really a lot of talent around him in the Packers defense, especially in the secondary. When you look at the safety tandem behind him, Jair opposite him, I'm all in on Casey Hayward. No doubt about it. Now, will the Packers be? We'll see. D-line pickle triple pick, book it. I don't know about a triple pick, but I will be absolutely shocked if they don't select a defensive lineman at some point in this draft. If Bakhtiari didn't get hurt, we are in the Super Bowl. I tend to agree with that assessment. Sandy, how are you? I live amongst Bears fans and they are pathetic. Well, their team is pathetic, so you know, one does tend to lead to the other. Can't really help that. Whoever runs Packers Twitter deserves a shout out. They're ending people's careers in the comment section. Oh no, Packers Twitter? Like Packers account? I'll have to go check that out. I love it. All caps. Not a good draft for D linemen though. Yeah, but so what, man? All you got to do is find your guys. You know, the quote unquote depth. I love that. That's draft industrial complex stuff. Like, yes, if you take all hundreds and hundreds of players comparative to other positions, it is, quote, a shallow depth kind of pool, right? But you just got to find two guys. They got to fit your system and your philosophy. You find a Mike Daniels in the fourth round, you go on your merry way. Don't fall into that trap. Like, yeah, do you have a fewer number of guys to pick from who could have quality upside, could develop in your program, etc.? Sure, yeah, absolutely. Doesn't mean it can't be done. Come on, man. I wasn't shouting. You were in all caps, dude. People think not a good draft for this position means there are no good players at the position. Exactly, Mark. That is 1,000,000,000% the conflation that most make. Not saying that you were, Mark, but that is what a lot of people do. I'm intrigued to see what contract MVS gets or is offered, a prove-it deal or a longer term with smaller terms. Robin, MVS will be an interesting case. I do wonder if they'll try to extend him before the season along with Devontae. But, man, you talk about a guy who's heading into a year where he can make some real money. Maybe the Packers offer him a deal. Maybe they don't. But if he can eliminate even half his drops and still put up the numbers, especially the deep stuff, holy cow, that guy's going to get paid on the open market. But maybe the Packers do wrap him up for two more years, which is essentially like a 1 year and then we'll see type deal where then he can hit the market in 2023. Oh, there goes the light. Gotta charge that. Where he can hit the market when the new money kicks in, the new TV money, and then he could really make some bank. Carry the G. Gilbert, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Get a Dory Jackson from free agency and then draft Colin linebacker. Well, it sounds like a Dory Jackson is going to be here in New York with the Giants sooner rather than later. But we'll see. These $2 are for Tyler Herrick. Friend of the show. Thanks for the super chat. Oh, I'll let Tyler know he's got $2 coming to him. That's great. RC, thanks for the super chat. I can't get up for draft. They so rarely contribute. I don't know what that means. Well, then just get excited about the guys they already drafted. Come on, man. AJ Dillon, Josiah DeGuara, Jay Sternberger. Let's go, man. Be excited for those guys. They're draftees that are going to contribute this year. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers, even when I go dark. Please do me a monster favor so we can keep the lights on. Hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. And then tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Go Pack, go.